previously on Algoa FM.
I did mention at the beginning of the show it's going to be a busy, busy weekend, more so here in the GQ, and both Saturday and Sunday, of course. Saturday seeing the start or the corporate Ironman Challenge, and then Sunday it's the big one. And as it turns out, it's the 20th anniversary edition of the Isuzu Ironman South African Championship. And on the line with me, I've got race director Michelle Bronkhorst. Michelle, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. And you?
I am fine, thank you. I just realized something now, Michelle. As I said, it's the 20th anniversary edition of the South African Championship. And I was right there, right in the very beginning, the very first one here in South Africa as well. And that's how far back it goes already.
It does. It's pretty amazing to think it's been 20 years.
Michelle, tell us, how are preparations coming along for race weekend?
They're going really well. Most of the infrastructure is in place. The residents will see that the big Marine Drive bridge up already. Our tents are up. Yeah, things are going well.
And what can we expect from the 20th anniversary edition of this race?
Well, we have a Pro Series this year, which is a big thing for Nelson Mandela Bay. It means a lot of pro athletes coming through, a lot of eyes on the bay. We've got a couple of big activations happening in our village this year. We've got an Iron Fan Zone. We've got our SAB public bar. We've got some activations for the kids. We've brought back Iron Kids on the Friday, and we've also got a 5150 back in the mix. It's going to be a nice, fun weekend of sporting activities.
So, Michelle, it's Ironman Pro Series race. What does this mean?
The Pro Series is a series of races around Ironman globally, where pros race, rack up points, and then win a prize purse at the end. So to be selected is a pretty prestigious thing for Nelson Mandela Bay. It means live coverage for us. It also means a really, really well-stacked pro field racing. Yeah.
Some big names there. Do we have anyone notable racing on Sunday?
I think I have mentioned the South Africans. We have some really good South Africans in our field. We have Cameron McNair. We've got Bradley Weiss, like the new vote, but we've also got Jamie Riddle debuting in Ironman distance for the first time at our event.
And tell me, what can spectators expect from this event besides the chiseled, well-chiseled bodies? And I'm going to stay away because it's just going to make me feel depressed. Yeah, what can spectators expect from the event, Michelle?
Well, I think, you know, over the years, Ironman Africa has always had a great vibe down at the beachfront, and we encourage spectators to come down, come and spectate, come and spend some time in the village. It's open to the public. There's food stalls. Like I said, there's activations for the kids. There's face painting, stilt walkers. There's a lot of things that are going on down here. So come down to the beachfront. Come and enjoy the vibe. You guys will be down there with a Moby. It's going to be a good weekend.
And there's nothing to the start of the event when the gun goes off early Sunday morning, eh? There's just something special about that moment.
When the cannon fires, yeah. Amazing.
Michelle Bronkhorst, Isuzu Ironman South African Championship Race Director. We're wishing you and the team all the best for this coming weekend and on Sunday in particular as well.
Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.